We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two, Instigators on WGR Sports Radio 550. I watched Elliot this morning on the NHL Network. You made me laugh at the end of your segment, and it was great. And first of all, let me just make sure you're there so I'm not talking to you and you're not there. You're there?
I'm here.
All right. And not only that, you looked unbelievable, Elliot. Like, a little bit of a beard. You look in great shape. And you look like Todd Bertuzzi.
Oh, my. What an insult to Todd Bertuzzi.
No, what a compliment to both of you. Todd Bertuzzi's a good-looking man. Anyway, you look great. How's it going? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys, too. I'll tell you this. If I ever split from my wife, I'm going to get you to write my Tinder profile, Andrew. I will say that.
Gladly. Gladly. I might have you flatten out a couple of those hairs you got going everywhere, but I'll gladly help you.
I couldn't get them down with the pomade. I was really struggling.
No, it's good. It's a good look. It's just kind of like, hey, you know, I look good. Doesn't matter how my hair is.
And congratulations, you multimedia superstars, on that nice article in The Athletic the other day.
Well, we owe you because, you know, naturally our egos would lead us to read that about ourselves. So we did, and you were very kind to say some nice things. So we greatly appreciate it. You're a big supporter of us and a regular guest and an integral part of what we do here. So we appreciate your comments, but also your time as well.
I'm happy to do it. It's a great show.
Ray, that's where you say thanks, Elliot.
I'm just taking this in. This is like, he didn't know that we actually paid John Vogel to do the are we allowed to say that?
John made a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's all Riv's money, but he made a lot of money.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, Elliot, so I opened the show off some of your information I caught on the NHL Network this morning. I apologize. I don't even think I credited you. I just said you'll be on to talk about it. But Pierre-Luc Dubois, I mean, he it's interesting, signs a two-year extension, but then also says he wants out to a bigger market. Where's this going to go, and how much of a problem is this going to cause in Columbus? Because I can't imagine John Tortorella is super thrilled about this.
Well, you know, first of all, I should say, Andrew, that he hasn't said that it's a bigger, that I think the phrase I used was a bigger stage.
And
because I think in hockey you have to be careful with that. Like, a bigger stage doesn't always mean, you know, New York, although, you know, it could be New York, God only knows. I think it also could be like somewhere where, you know, maybe it's just more part of the ingrained culture. I don't know. But he hasn't said that. It was one of the players who said that to me. The one thing I didn't realize here that we're all kind of learning about this is that this has been brewing for some time. I think Columbus has known about this for a while. And they did, between the Blue Jackets and Dubois and his agent, they did a really good job of keeping it quiet. You know, one of the things that happened that I'd heard earlier in the year, and it's been kind of Aaron Portsline in The Athletic kind of wrote about it this week, is that, you know, Columbus was worried about an offer sheet on Dubois. And when I heard that a few months ago, I think I said at the time was, I didn't understand why. I didn't think anybody had any money this year really to do offer sheets. And so I was surprised at that. And now we know why. It's because I think they knew that he wanted to go elsewhere. You know, he signed the 2-year deal. You know, Columbus, as Jarmo Kekäläinen has said, they wanted to offer him an 8-year deal. They had one on the table for him that I think would have made him the wealthiest player in the franchise history, and he just didn't want it. And I don't know where this is going to go. I think Dubois wants this to happen sooner rather than later. I don't know if Columbus will accommodate that. For one thing, it's between all the quarantines and all the logistics of this season, it's much more complicated to make trades. The cap being flat over the next few years has complicated things like that too, which is why, you know, for example, one of the major reasons Patrick Laine hasn't been traded. You know, I think it's a really challenging situation. Now, you know, you mentioned Tortorella. A couple of years ago, they went through this with Bobrovsky and Panarin. And, you know, like, they had a meeting at the beginning of the year that was really something from what I've heard. You know, nobody would tell me specifically what happened in it, but it was really something. And what did they do? They won their first round in playoff history. They upset Tampa Bay at the beginning of the playoffs. They had the most successful year in franchise history. So Columbus has a history of using this to make themselves better. And, you know, that's what they're going to try and do this year. They're a hard team to play against. He was a really talented player. I have no doubt he's going to show up to play. And I think Columbus is going to try to make this as much of a rallying point as possible. And, you know, if you know Kekäläinen, you know, he won't make this move until it benefits the Blue Jackets. That's his MO, and that's what he's got to do.
Elliot, is this not a match made in heaven? We're talking about Kekäläinen, who's the first Finnish GM in the National Hockey League. And mm-hmm. You have Patrick Laine that's been out on the market there with Winnipeg for quite some time now with no mm-hmm. takers. You've mm-hmm. got the second overall pick in Laine in 2016 and the third overall pick in Dubois in 2016. Both are fantastic players.
Not to mention he passed on the other Finn for Dubois, who went fourth to Edmonton, yeah. which I thought was a huge move for him, by the way.
Right. And, you know, now can you see a move? And you know what? To add even more to it, Andrew is the one who brought this up this morning, that Dubois' father works yeah. in the Winnipeg organization for the Manitoba Moose.
Yeah,
and is this yeah. a match made in heaven for both these teams?
You know, it makes sense, Craig. It does. But I think the number one thing for both these teams is if they're going to make that deal, I think they want to know that they can both sign the players long term.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So how does that work? How does, like, tell me how that works for, like, there are, like, Patrick Laine obviously has 1 year left. Yeah. And Pierre-Luc Dubois has, you know, 2 years that he just signed a contract. How do you do that? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well the thing is, first of all, with Laine, he's going to have 2 years of arbitration and then until he's an unrestricted free agent. So you have to get him signed for 2 years before he becomes a UFA. Dubois eventually will be the same thing. It'll be 2 years in UFA at the end of his current deal. You know, technically, like, Patrick Laine can be signed to an extension now. You can do it. It's because when you get into the final year of a player's contract, you can sign them to an extension. So in what it would take is, you know, Columbus being given permission to talk to him, and in theory, and this is all theory, we should clarify this, Columbus being permission to talk to him and the two sides being able to make a deal. That's what it would take. And we'll see. Put it this way. It makes a lot, Craig, your theory makes a lot of sense, and it has been talked about around the league. Like, there are people who say their simplest solution is to deal with each other. But we'll see what happens. The other thing, problem with that this year, Craig, is that, let's just say for argument's sake, they make that trade right now. They both have to go through quarantines, 2 weeks.
Like, not if they get a private jet, apparently.
No. If you're crossing the border. No.
Well, then scratch that idea. I was just trying to be creative. Instigators, yeah, you know, Elliot Friedman joining us here.
Idea.
What's that?
It's a great idea, Andrew, but you have to go through the quarantine. So that's one of the reasons I think Laine probably won't be traded this year. The Jets will, unless they want to trade him to Canada, which I don't think they do. There is that thing, and that's why I think Laine stays. Most likely, Laine stays in Winnipeg this year and has a monster year.
My last question about Dubois. Like, talking about Winnipeg, and he's saying that he wants a bigger market to go to. Does that classify as a big market, Winnipeg?
Let me clarify. When I talked about this, and he hasn't said that. Like I said, I heard that from a teammate. The phrase was used was big stage. And sometimes there are some players, and they maybe it's not the biggest market, but it's a big stage to play hockey in.
And the phrase, Canada's a big stage.
Yes. This phrase, I believe this is the one I used, was a bigger stage. And yeah. Sometimes
you
I think
did.
People
and
think.
You did, yeah. And we misquoted it, so don't worry. You're off the hook.
Well, so some people think that only means like New York and L.A. Not necessarily. I just think it means like a big stage to play on. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Another quick note to mention that I just learned. Well, also, there's one from your 31 thoughts. One GM, how are you going to make up rumors when quarantines make trades hard? That's an interesting it's an interesting quote. Some other obvious news, but it involves one of the teams that's going to Lake Tahoe that I learned this morning. They're not playing on Lake Tahoe. They're playing on the golf course. And one of those players is new captain, Boston Bruin, Patrice Bergeron, by the way, just named captain. But they're not playing on the lake, which is because it doesn't freeze.
Yeah, I didn't know this either. You know, I had no idea that it was like that. And someone sent me a link that said, like, when it got reported, I knew it was on the golf course. It's around the 16th and 17th and 18th holes. It's not on the lake, but I made sure to clarify that right beforehand. But someone sent me a note. I didn't realize this, but Lake Tahoe is the second deepest lake in the U.S., and it doesn't freeze. So, you know, unless you wanted to sink one of those players, Andrew, you can't put them on it.
Well, you know what? That's why I would rather it be up in Lake Louise, Elliot. Or Alaska. Let's do it in Mystery Alaska. Let's do it for real.
Well, I have to say this. I really do believe that if this works, Andrew, you're going to see more of these.
That would be incredible. That would be absolutely incredible.
And they can find a sponsor. Like, one of the things I've talked about with someone in the league is, if you want to do this every year, one of the ways you could do it is you could make it like a fan contest. Like, you know, we're having this small out. It's not like a regular outdoor game, not like the ones that we've played, like the great one between the Sabres and the Penguins all those years ago. You have like, it's a small one. It's an intimate one like this is going to be. And you have a contest and say, you think you're a real hockey fan. You know, the NHL sets up a contest and say, there's going to be, I don't know, let's pick a number, 5,000 fans at this game. Why should you be one of the 5,000 and have fans do things to show why they should get the tickets?
Great idea. I am so on board for out of the box thinking that I need to be on the board for out of the box thinking. You know what I mean? Because you know, if you're not putting up a stupid idea, you're not trying to think about how to be creative and change the game. Instigators, Elliot Friedman joining us here, WGR Sports Radio 550. Elliot, translate this quote for me. Okay. Guys have to be realistic here and understand, not translate, I guess, analyze this with me, but guys have to be realistic here and understand that the beginning of the season is not going to be as clean as everyone expects, but that's just how it's going to go. If you don't know who the quote is, tell me.
I don't know who the quote is.
Perfect. So the quote, I tell you, oh, are you there?
Yeah, I'm back.
Are you there? Yeah. If I were to tell you that that was a key player on one of the seven teams that didn't make the playoffs last year, what would you say? Would you say that's a realistic thought? Well, I guess I'm steering you, but would you say that's a realistic thought? And what are your expectations for the brand of hockey from both the seven teams that didn't play and the rest of the league?
I think the hockey is going to be desperate. I think it's going to be. I'm really excited for the potential entertainment factor of this year. And I think, like, is that Eichel, by the way, by any chance?
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I agree with him. I think he's totally right when he says that. Andrew, this is going to be the craziest year ever. You know, we have a schedule that we've never tried before. We're down from 82 games to 56. You know, we don't know, like, there's two teams already that have multiple players unfit to practice, Nashville and Colorado, although some of the Nashville guys have started to come back. You know, they're not naming anybody who is out now for whether they either, knock on wood, have COVID or contact tracing, but they will once the season starts. You know, one of the stats I keep every year, Andrew, is on November 1st, teams are 4 points out of the playoffs. So from 2005-06 to 2019, I don't count last year because we didn't get all the way through, there were 59 teams that were 4 points out of the playoffs on November 1st. You know how many of those 59 teams made the playoffs? Nine.
Wow.
So basically, you've got like a 15% chance of making the playoffs if you're 4 points out a month in. And all these teams know that. So you cannot afford a bad start. And that's why I think Eichel's right, and I think everybody realizes that you cannot start poorly, and especially in your division. Your division is the toughest division in the NHL this year, the toughest, by a mile. And I think that
trying to keep the mood up here, Elliot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but the thing is, but that's why I think it's good that your captain says that, because I have no doubt that, you know, if he feels that way, he's letting everybody, they all feel that way. They know they can't afford to start poorly. And that's why I'm excited to see the way this season begins. I think it's going to be totally unpredictable.
You know what I think about that too? I think about the Sabres not having pretty much any respect, deservingly so, because they've struggled the last number of years. Okay. But my thought to this is, are the Sabres going to see all the backups in the league this year? Like, you have to play your backup at some point in the season. Are you going to play it against the top teams, or are you going to play your backup against a team like maybe the Sabres or New Jersey that you feel you have a good chance of beating anyway? So, like, are the Sabres going to be playing against a lot of the backups in this league? And that could be a positive for the Sabres.
Yes, but I also think it's going to come down to – I think it's also going to come down to, Craig, just how the schedule is going and how your goalie's going. You know, like my grandmother's old line with plans was, "You plan and God laughs." Like, you know, you never know. Like, you're allowed to carry, you're going to be forced to carry three goalies this year. So that even gives you more flexibility. And secondly, like, how's your guy going? You might say, oh, my backup's going to play the Sabres, but what if your backup's terrible, like, or in a bad stretch? What if you're in a situation where you badly need a win? You know, what if the Sabres surprise and you're like, oh, geez, the difference between our one and two guy is, oh, we can't play our two guy against this team. They're too hot. You know, like, and I got to tell you, like, I think you guys are improved. I'm really curious to see how it all goes. Like I said, you got a brutal division, but you know, I like what you guys have done. And, you know, if you guys can get a couple wins early, get yourself off to a good start. I think it's a huge challenge, like I said, but I really think, it's a dumb thing to say because it's the same way for everyone, but I just think if you get off to any kind of start, it's going to give your guys a total lift. Because if you get off to a good start in a 56-game season, you really are going to have some breathing room here.
I got a question for you then.
Yeah.
The Washington Capitals, undoubtedly one of the top teams in our very strong division.
Yeah.
They have a lot of older players. You know, bringing in Zdeno Chara, who's now 43, and Ovechkin's 35, and you just go Backstrom, and they have a really old team. Would you rather play the Washington Capitals right away, where their rust might not be, you know, their legs at the older ages might not be there yet? There still could be a lot of rust. Would you rather play the Washington Capitals your first two games of the season, or would you rather play them, you know, game 10 or game something like that?
I'd rather see they not be in my division. No, I would probably want to see them later as opposed to earlier, Craig. Like, I don't believe the players won't be ready. You know, you guys were players. You know how their bodies are. These guys are dying to play. They are dying to play. They're sick of sitting around. They're wired to play at this time of year. I think a lot of these teams are going to fly out of the chute, and I think the Capitals are going to be one. I think those guys are so excited about getting Chara. I think they're just thrilled about what it's given them a jolt of energy. I have to make predictions, and I picked Washington to win your division. I think they're going to be really good. And if I had to take a choice, I don't think I'd want them right at the beginning. I think I'd rather have them like when they've played, you know, six games in eight nights or something like that. And, you know, look at it, like yesterday at their skate, Trevor Van Riemsdyk was their seventh defenseman. Like, that guy's a good player. They're really deep team. And you know, they're going to find a way to spell guys and rest guys if they can.
Here they are, the two D's that are going to win any team the Stanley Cup this year, Elliot. This is what it's going to come down to. Well, I throw G in there. So a DDG. Durability.
Okay, yeah.
Depth. And goaltending.
I think that's very fair.
That is the recipe for any team to win this year. And back to the division topic. I look at this and I think Sabres years of the past, and let's not even say last year, the year before, but the last few years going into this particular circumstance in this division, terrified. Sabres now on paper with that durability and health that we need, I put them up against anybody in this division, including Washington, Boston. I said that to Coach Kruger, and I actually believe it, because you have Hull on one spot. You have an addition of Stahl. Now you have Reinhardt, a new piece on your second line. He's a new piece on the second line. Mm-hmm. And Eakin. And now I like Riley Sheahan. And you have Tobias Ryder, who's going to be a good depth piece for you. I like Curtis Lazar. I've liked Kyle Loposo's game. Tage Thompson's looked like a big up and coming, maybe like an Alex Tuck type clone. And I think we got some guys up front, and I think it's looking good up front. Really, I really do.
No, I agree with you. I think Thompson has to take the step. That's very important for you guys. I feel very strongly about that. I agree with you on Shane. I think a veteran who can play a bottom six role in your lineup, I think those are always important. I'm a big Eric Staal guy. I always have been a big Eric Staal guy. I like the way he showed up this year. Like, he should be like in the Viking show. I think that shows that the guy is ready to play. I'm really interested in your group this year. I think he's got to take the step this year. And we know he's got greatness on him. That's the guy I'm watching this year in Buffalo. I think he's obviously a hugely talented player, and I think he wants to do all the right things. But I think we need to see it this year for you guys. Eichel has taken the step. I think we see that this guy has understood what he had to work on in his game, and he's taken it to another level, and I expect he'll continue to go. This year, I think it's Dalene's year to take that step, to take the kind of step that Eichel took last year. I think if he does that, you guys are going to be in a good place.
I love it. I love that. Thank you for your time. I'll ask Craig on the other side of the break if he agrees with you. Well, do you want to hear if he agrees with you quickly or not? Just want to tune in on the other side of the break?
No, I'd like to hear what he has.
You agree with him? All Elliot's eyes on Dalene, Riv.
Listen, I 100% agree with that. I think the offense has been set up to garner more offense. They've brought in Eric Staal with the leadership and the size, and Taylor Hall with the dynamic ability, the goal scoring. I mean, the lineup has now strengthened throughout, not just the number one line, but throughout the team. But Dalene from the back end, who averaged, I think, around 19 minutes last year, that's not enough. We need Dalene to make a big step. We need him to take over that back end. We need him to play some significant minutes, and we're going to have to rely on him moving forward.
Well, there you go. I knew he'd agree with you, Elliot. That's why I wanted you to hear it. I can see him sitting here, and he would as well as I do. He'd say, "What?" So, thanks for your absolutely. Thanks for your time today.
All right, guys. Have a great week. Speak to you next week.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.